What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, this is a very special episode. It's just me and you, Chris.
It's what we call an OG episode.
It really is.
The only person we're missing is Corey from Fantasy Network, and it would be the absolute original OG. We should play that one day. The original Dear Albie that definitely no one's ever seen or heard.
You know what's funny? I tried to look that up. It's gone.
By the way, shout out to Nando for getting an iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Welcome back to friendship, buddy.
Guys, so this whole time, our producer Nando, who I'm sure you guys know and are mutually fond of, Nando's had a... He's been a green bubble this whole time.
And it was the only thing that I really... I couldn't commit to a friendship with Nando. And I consider him like a... We don't talk often. We don't see each other often. But he's a dear friend. Like, I do love Nando. But I couldn't give him that dear friend until the blue bubble thing. Because I couldn't text him. I couldn't send him, you know, like links and videos. It was just a big pain in the ass. So welcome to blue bubble, Nando.
I've been meaning to ask how he's enjoying that. But hey, look, we got a lot going on. We're down at the Berkeley. We've been in crazy busy. We've had a string of a lot of really fun shows. I don't know, Chris. Did you you're at least following Dear Albie? I hope, right?
In the sense that I follow you guys on Instagram.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that I like listen or look at any of the content. That's
no, I appreciate that.
But Jules does a great job. It's very like pretty to look at.
Yeah. She does. She does great.
How's the new person working out?
Did you see Bella? She's good. So far, okay. It's great. Yeah. She she's up at school, but, she got her first swag from the show, like her first product to use. And I don't know if Jules was like messing with her or what. She sent her toilet paper.
Jules sent her toilet paper? Wow.
The sponsor.
That's pretty fucked up.
No, it's pretty cool because the sponsor's great. We love them.
Oh, we have a toilet paper sponsor?
We do.
All right, I didn't know Beak was toilet paper.
But, no, it's all been going good. But did you see the dad reviewing fruit thing?
Oh, I did watch that, a little bit of it. I was a part of the initial text when he said, like, he called it, like, delectable or some shit in a group text.
Yeah.
And I was a part of it, so I didn't get as big of a kick out of it because I remember the original text, and that was something about it was very funny. Like, he was just on – we were all talking about random shit, and then – he kept going in about a pink grapefruit or pineapple, right?
Pink pineapple, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Did you ever bring up the cheese diary, though?
I did, okay, during the episode.
That's a natural, all right.
Well, now he wants to do his own little segment reviewing fruit and cheese.
That's a no-brainer. I saw that. That's 100% should happen.
Has to happen.
Yeah, no question about it.
Has to.
You know what you should call it? The ripe time.
Okay. The ripe stuff.
Right, yeah, the ripe stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
The ripe stuff with Albert Manzo III.
I like it. Ripe stuff with A3. Mm-hmm. No, he's definitely very, very, very into it. But anyway, a million and one things happening. I'm going to get right into it, Chris, because we have a chime.
That means someone has something to say about a previous episode.
Yes, they chimed in. Now, we called you on this.
Oh, the name thing. Mm-hmm.
It's Dear Albie. Following up on the Lineage Pod, my family had this exact scenario. My grandfather's name was William. My dad's name is William. And my brother's name is also William. However, my cousin is also William, and he is older than my brother. My cousin, Will, belongs to my aunt, dad's sister. Hmm? My dad's sister.
Okay.
Right. Would you feel differently about the situation if it were Lauren claiming the name before Albie, not Christopher? Not a misogyny thing. It just really caused a big issue with my mom because my cousin would not be William, insert family last name, and carry the family name. He would have his dad's last name since he was my dad's sister's kid. My mom thought my aunt stole the name. Anyway, she still used the name for my brother. Sincerely, not a William. I don't care who it is. I think it would be messed up if either of you did it.
So I think there's some misunderstanding in that too. I have no desire to name my son Albert.
No, it's hypothetical.
But if we were living in a world where... So in your situation, your idea, like your mind.
Yes.
Is Albert... If you're not having kids, does the Albert Manzo name... die? It's just done because it's you or no one.
Well, I
was under the impression that I was being asked,
right,
if no one else was having a kid, and I don't know, maybe I just assumed this or what, but would I name my kid Albert? If dad told me, like, hey, listen, like, it would mean a lot to me to keep the Albert Manzo thing going, I would do it. I love, you know this about me, and very other few people know this about me, but it's true. I love naming things and naming people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, naming businesses or naming, you know, people. Like when I was a kid, I didn't doodle in school. I used to write fake names. It was, I love naming shit. So I'm not going to burn a Manzo name on a name that one of us already have. So I have no desire. Like, I don't want you to feel like I'm pissing on your hydrant with Al.
No.
I have no desire to name my kid Albert. But if Dad were to come to me and say, listen, I need an Albert.
No, but that's a different
thing.
Then
I would do it. And I wouldn't think about you in that case because Dad asked me to do it. No, you gotta
look at it like when we are still – Urbano's here, by the way.
Hello.
When we are still in our prime ages to spawn, okay, if you're like, oh, hey, my girl's pregnant, I think I'm going to name it Albert, when I am still
– Oh, no, dick move, I would say. But it's still within my rights to do so.
Yes.
You know what he's talking about?
Yes.
No, it's not nice to do, and I wouldn't do it.
But it depends.
But I don't think that I can't do it.
Are you doing it as an homage to your dad or to
right,
your
so
brother?
Right, so the only way I would do it is as an homage to my dad, but I would only do the homage to my dad if Al was like four daughters in and it didn't look like it was happening.
Yeah,
or would
that's
you
know different.
What if he asked you first? Like, Al, I'm
but you
having
don't
a baby.
I wonder if still that's kind of weird.
I want to call her Alberta. Would you do an Alberta?
No.
Oh.
That's something you only name if you're naming a province
Alberta's,
in Canada.
Yeah, Alberta's,
there has to be Albertas in 9 out of 10, isn't it? 9 out of 10 mm-hmm.
Well,
in the room.
I'm big on the I'm big on Elvis, as people know. That's
yeah.
something that. So, but if Al were to go after, like, if Al were to name somebody Elvis, I'd be upset because you know. Do you need a moment?
No, I don't need a moment. I Elvis wasn't in the cards.
And sidebar, and Nando, you could edit this out. Are you still looking for gel? Because I see some gel right there.
No, that's face cream.
Oh, God.
But I will apply this.
I offered Al gel. He made a judgment call. And he's like, no.
Check this out. No, you know why? No. Because I saw what it was based like, and I knew it was going to – I need more of a cream. Now, look, I'm applying cream to my face right now.
So
you have to pat.
Yeah, no,
go
so
up, against the get up. You want to go up?
Why do you go up?
Go.
Why do you go up?
Because you're trying to lift the skin up.
I
is
guess
that what
you
I'm
should
to
answer
do?
The yeah. nice lady's question though. Like, if it were Lauren, I think it's equally as fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Probably more so.
Mm-hmm.
Because
really, if she named her,
it's not her last name.
Yeah, because it's not a last name. Like, you're doing it just to make.
Oh,
it
actually, but you
is
know
it
what
better
though?
Because she
actually,
doesn't
no.
Have last
actually,
name?
No. I actually, you know what? That's funny. I didn't consider that. I actually. Don't think it's bad. Because
right?
It's a different last name.
It's a different last name.
Okay. But, you know, regardless, I'm not going to name my kid who's also not probably going to exist. I just don't want one. I don't want one.
You never know.
I
You'd
never,
be a good dad. You'd be a good dad.
I'd be a great dad, but I'd also be a great lawyer. But I don't want to go to fucking law school.
Facts.
I don't want to study. I don't want to do any of that.
You definitely don't want to
no,
go to law school.
Al's the consigliere.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm a good arguer, so I think I'd be a good lawyer. But I don't want to deal with the shit that it takes to get there. So I'm sorry. I just don't want
to. Do I look younger since I creamed my face?
Yeah. Shinier.
Nice. Okay.
We'll
jump into another one.
This is nice, though. There's the three of us.
Mm. Yeah, nice. Well,
the guys, we have no one working in the background.
Yeah, so it's chaos behind us, but whatever.
No, in the restaurants. The restaurants are going.
We're
going to
be fine.
Crazy.
That's. I wish people really knew, like we're doing a. Like, we're busy right now. Like whenever we do these, like, we're fucking busy, and we're doing this for you.
Yeah. Greg Bennett texted me and asked me for a favor on Monday. Last night, day before, whatever, text Greg. This morning. I sent him the information he required. And I was actually mad. Now you'd never be able to guess.
Oh.
I'd be mad. It's like just too obscure.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like mention the candle.
Yeah. No. I was mad. I was actually mad because of how we work here that he was like annoyed that it took me 5 days to respond.
Wow.
Because like, I don't know about you guys. I miss texts all day long. I leave with hundreds of texts.
I miss a lot of texts.
Hundreds and hundreds
like,
of text
and
messages.
I'll tell you where it gets fucked up for me. I was always the friend that was doing nothing.
Right, me too.
I had that TV money, and I was on the couch, and I was just watching a movie or whatever, and I could answer you in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And now I'm just not that.
I don't even
all.
Know where my phone is most
of
the time.
Yeah, it's just, it's a very difficult. I can't answer texts. I'm too busy for that shit.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah,
you know. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I always felt busy. I never felt. It was never this. I don't have time to react. To anything else.
Or you just have time to react.
So let's put it this way. When was the last time you had just your own, one of your own thoughts? One of your own? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, every night I try to have my own thoughts.
Yeah, I meditate.
I try to give myself some time.
You do that.
But I do meditate on this place.
I have a patio, and I like in the summer, I think when I get the summer back, like I would sit in the fall when I moved in, I would sit on my patio. I have a rocking chair out there, and I would rock back and forth. I'd be like, let me do some thinking.
Yeah.
You should get a pipe.
I have one, kind
of. Not that kind of pipe. All right, another question. Dear Alvy.
I'd love a pipe.
How long is too long to own an article of clothing? My husband and I are in disagreement. I've had the same socks for 7 years. They're perfectly clean, no holes, look fine, but he thinks the age is gross and they need to go. I completely disagree and think the path to long-term wealth is through small acts of frugality.
Oh.
You know what you should do? Ask her husband how old he is. And be like, 43 is kind of fucking gross, isn't it? I know you're clean. I know you don't have any holes. I know you don't stink.
You have a couple
but
of
you're
holes.
Old, so maybe you got to get out of here.
Such as not replacing socks when they're quote-unquote old, even though they work perfectly fine. Who's right? Thanks, Betty.
Clothes last until they give up on you. If you have now, you can't be your whole wardrobe. It can't be all old, dirty shit. But I have like, have you guys seen my Curious George shirt?
Yes.
It's too small. There's stains all over it, but it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But
and that's okay.
No one sees it. I don't wear it to like a wedding.
Yeah.
But it's, there's a time and a place for old clothes.
I think as long as it's, there's not holes in it or it's in a, in or it might be. I have a t-shirt that was my son's that I still wear. It's like a white t-shirt. It's all ripped, but I thought it was cute that it was his from when he was little and it's kind of way too tight for me, which is fine. But I keep it. For more sentimental reasons, but I wear it. I think it's funny, and people always say, "Throw that out." And I'm like, "Oh, but it was."
No, I have, I have old clothes that I mean, I could probably date back some of my clothes like 6-7 years.
Oh, I got older. Well, I'm much older, but I have older clothes.
Maybe longer. I have to look, but I have some. I know I wore a sweater the other day that I had when we lived with Greg, and we lived with Greg about 9-10 years ago,
wow.
Right?
Oh yeah.
So and by the way, you saw it on me and complimented.
Yeah, the V-neck.
Yeah, yeah. The blue one with the brown.
Yeah, it was
like
a nice
checker.
Yeah, it was nice.
I've worn it few and far between, so it's not very beat up or anything like that. But I've had it for 10 years.
Yeah, I think that's
but I've
a classic.
I've also only worn it like 8 times.
I somehow find it more strange that you know how long you've owned socks for.
I don't know how long I've owned.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well,
I don't know.
Like, I would know from a period of my life. Like, I have, oh, these
socks.
Okay.
I remember, like, lacing up socks for the first time. You're like, oh, I love these socks.
Lacing up socks?
Yeah, you lace up a little.
You pull.
You pull up some socks. But I remember, like, pulling up socks to, like, maybe I was going to, like, a party. Like, there was a pair of socks I bought in Dallas. I remember this. They were like, dark, dark navy with light blue dots on them. Comfortable as hell. But they had their day. And I'm like, you know what? I had these for 5 years in March. And I remember being like, damn, weird that I know that about these socks. But I remember the time I went to Dallas and when I bought them and all that. And I wore the shit out of them because they're great.
Did you keep them or throw them out?
I threw them out.
See, for me, I like but to keep
holy.
A piece like, as a memento.
I don't got that kind of storage. Really,
me neither. But I like sometimes like I'll buy a pair of sneakers in Miami or a T-shirt here or my L.A. shirt. And even if it's messed up, I still like, oh, that's my L.A. shirt.
Do you guys keep shirts that give you bad memories? I have a shirt. I have multiple shirts from businesses
that
I've worked in.
I think I don't, actually.
I have to keep so I can look back at.
No.
Yes, like, I do.
No.
Or
no,
look
I don't
how
do
far
that.
I've come. Yeah,
look,
I have a couple.
I don't have a BLK shirt.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
I threw all mine out.
I don't know about you, but I wish I did.
Yeah.
Because I look back at it as a not great experience.
Yeah.
I the other day I called it algebra. Like, it's something I that just wasted 4 years of my life and never used anything I got from it.
I mean, it's probably in context. It's got nothing to do so much with the.
I don't give a fuck about the context of it.
It's a deeper thing. It's got nothing to. It's you know
we
the last
did work
remaining.
There, and there, it was fruitless for 4 years.
Well, yeah, I mean it was
because I wasn't there.
Like to be fair, like for us, yes, it was, and it was a learning experience, and I think probably some of the worst and best possible context. I think I'm very grateful for.
But is there anything you use on a day to day? Maybe a big picture life lesson of like.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
no,
trust
I think
no bitch.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Shots only.
But here's the thing about that. I mean, okay, that kind of first of all, yes. But the thing about that is, and this is obviously the craziest story we have never told. It has nothing to do with the product. It has nothing to do with the owners and all that stuff. It's a way different kind of a thing. And I feel like that's important to kind of clarify just in case, because you know how people get so excited when we talk about them for no reason.
But they're not going to get. They're not going to start adding the old the owners of VLK.
What do you mean?
They're going to add the person we're talking about.
I don't really care about the person we're talking about. I don't really care. Oh, but like the way I look at it is, and this is the way I look at it, honestly. And this is really, and I went through a very tough period after all that. I'm saying it's craziest story we never told, right? But I think that that said a lot more about us than anything. I am the type of person that you try and learn and grow from every single experience. I think that if it wasn't what we went through wasn't what it was, I don't think we would be. I had a nice conversation with the guy who's usually sitting laughing behind us before, where I actually brought that experience up and I said, I don't want anybody in this place kind of feeling insecure about what their role is or having any type of, or any kind of cloudy, foggy understanding of what's in it for them and all of that other stuff. I want everybody to just kind of feel valued, feel appreciated, and work hard, because what I'm most proud of at the Berkeley is we built an awesome team that really has each other's backs and all of that other stuff. And I've been in environments where that wasn't always the case. So it's really, for me, while, yeah, there might be bad memories associated with certain things, I think that it's you labeling something good or bad is more of a problem than anything. Because if that went quote-unquote good in my eyes, I'd still be in a situation that probably wouldn't be great or be with someone that didn't have our best interest, and there would be a different kind of a story. But where I'm very, you know, so I'm very proud of that. I think I'll keep all of our Berkeley stuff no matter what happens.
So you don't have a BLK shirt?
I don't.
Okay. I don't either, but I wish I did.
But I had a different outlook on it when I threw everything away.
Me too. Because I'm like, oh, like I still have, now I'm going to do it to you, or what I just did to Al, I'm going to do to you. I still have my 10th Street shirt.
Yeah.
Do you have a 10th Street shirt?
I kept one.
Okay. Because I know one day I'm going to be very upset that
plus
I don't
it
have
was a nice t-shirt.
It was a really, really nice t-shirt.
Such a comfortable t-shirt. It's a nice t-shirt.
Yeah, we're going to get the t-shirts for here too.
All right, next question.
I'm trying to say to myself, you know, it's funny. I because we still get tagged in tweets and stuff with that stuff
all the time,
and I never really respond.
I threw Al off with a BLK reference. I don't think he was ready.
Well, you know
what?
No, I wasn't. It's a lot. Hey, man, good for you. Speak your truth.
And he's all lotioned up now, so look how fresh his skin looks.
Here we go.
He's very lotioned up.
Dear Albie, move on. I am a big fan of the show. I am glowing right now. There's a mirror across from me, which I usually don't like.
A compliment.
Tito's Soto.
Dear Albie, I am a big fan of the show. I am a middle-aged man, and I am married to a woman. But I have known since I was in middle school that I am gay.
Let's go, secrets.
I also knew since middle school that I wanted a family. Specifically, I wanted to be a dad. I grew up in Appalachia in the 80s, and it was not the most open-minded place, and I truly thought that my options were to live alone without any family connections because I was certain that I would not be accepted by them, or to get married and just have a secret to keep. I got married when I was 30, and we have two amazing boys. I feel like I am a really good dad. The issues I have to confront is that I am not living the truth. Don't get me wrong, I love my wife and feel blessed to share my life with her, but there is a huge secret in my heart. I go to great lengths to make sure I am never out of control. I never get drunk. After recent surgery, I asked to wait longer in post-op so that the anesthesia would be out of my system. All this so I don't say something I may regret.
Next level.
I don't know if I even have a question, but it feels like coming out at this stage of the game would only harm people that I love. Do I have the right to crush them just so I don't have this secret anymore? I'm going to put Jay. I don't know if they said say the name or not. But
yeah,
that is something, and I'll tell you what. I mean, everybody back up. The floor is yours, right?
That was just something that – I'm only going to do just the little fun parts of this. That was like the only reference I have is actually way dark. But that was something I did not expect to come through.
No, me either.
I think it's kind of fucking awesome that it did, to be honest with you, because I can't imagine – a better fucking person to answer this question.
I'll tell you
Urbana.
What, that question, one of the most proud I've ever been of this show.
He just looked at me and whispered, I didn't write this.
That I almost said to myself,
that was exactly your life.
Very similar,
that was literally,
similar.
Yeah.
Two sons.
There was two sons.
30s, right?
In my 30s, yeah.
So Urbano, please, if you want to insert your story, you're more than welcome. If not, I mean, believe me, person, Urbano, whatever answer he gives you, it's coming from a place of I've been there.
And experience.
Me and Al can't say shit to this at all. So if you don't want to take up time with your whole story and all that, yeah, I understand. But I promise you, this fucking guy is coming from a place of experience.
For me, it was actually, I kind of, you know, was in a relationship with a woman, loved her. She was my first girlfriend, love of my life. I always knew that ultimately.
You still call her that?
Yeah, she's still the love of my life. And we're family at this point. So there's two lessons. One is I realized through that relationship with her that love evolves. You know, you don't love your mother the same way you do at 35 as you do when you're 4. And I think we allow that for family, but we don't allow that for strangers. And I think for her and I, we've been able to kind of show that our love evolved. But for me, it was, I knew that, you know, I was going to the gym and I was getting in tune with myself. And I saw these guys, you know, doing what they were doing in the steam rooms and the saunas of the gyms in New York City. And most of them had wedding rings on. And even though I didn't participate, I was super curious. But I would see them, you know, masturbating each other or performing all kinds of sexual acts on each other in the steam rooms and saunas in the gyms in the city.
This is really how Urbano and I became friends, is him telling me stories that just blew my fucking mind.
Like, you know,
I don't think gym memberships are even for working out.
No, you learn – there's a language.
And I spent such little
code.
Time in gyms. Yeah. I truly have probably been in gyms under 30 times in my life in a public gym. So I don't really – know what happens.
And the gym's got to have a steam room.
Steam room and saunas are
but
notorious.
He tells me shit. I mean, he'd see me at 10th Street and be like, yo, the craziest thing just happened.
Like that guy sitting with his wife? Yeah.
This guy
in the
needs
steam room
a,
all
this
the
guy
time.
Needs
he's
a
trying.
So I'm going to give her a bottle before back, but he's told me some shit about gyms and steam room.
And, you know, I kind of looked around and I was going through what I was going through and I was, you know, getting excited and at the same time quasi-judgmental and afraid and, you know, all these things. But then I had to decide, what kind of man did I want to be? You know, did I want to be that guy deceiving everybody and really limiting my pleasure to, you know, 3 minutes with a stranger in a steam room or sauna? Mm-hmm. Or did I want to live a life of real fulfillment that included sexual and physical kind of pleasure?
In a sauna.
Yeah. So I had to realize that that's
or not in a sauna.
That was my conundrum. It was like, do I do that or do I just face it, deal with the truth, whatever the fucking consequences are, and just go for it? And
I'm not a dad and I'm not a closeted person, so it's hard for me to tell you that, like, hey, listen to this advice. But I feel like you sound like you're a good dad. I'm only going off of the idea that you said you're a good dad, and I believe you. But to really show your kids and your sons especially a version of strength.
Yeah. It's that, courageous.
That takes more of a man than anybody that could build a fucking birdhouse or anything else. So to be able to tell your kids, hey, I love you, and you have to understand, like Urbano said, there's different levels of love and there's nothing. Yeah. The only thing that I don't want to do with your mother anymore is the thing you don't want me doing with her anyway.
Yeah.
So
well, you know what?
That's something that to me takes a real man to be able to look your sons in the face and let them understand why that you're not less of a man because of that. You're not less of a dad because of that.
Well, he got to look at himself in the mirror first and tell himself he's not less of a man. See, that was my biggest thing is, you know, I didn't have a lot of reference points. And, you know, on TV, it's, yes, he works, all the S's. And you don't really understand that there's, you know, men out there who just so happen to be with other men. And there's degrees of people. And I think that to allow yourself, you know, that freedom to just express who you are. And now the older I've become, the more I realize that this is it. You know, they tell you to put your mask on a plane for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put your mask on first before you help anybody. He has to put his mask on. That mask is just probably going to be made of leather. And there's going to be a man behind him pounding him.
Oh, my God.
But and you know what? Good for him.
I'd also be curious to know a follow-up. Like, did I already forget the question? Has he explored that?
No, look, you know what?
Jay, you got to get back to us. We need more.
But I'll tell you what, though. His question's a deep one. A couple things that stick out to me with this, okay? He's got to be around my age. Grew up in the 80s, right?
Yeah. Probably older, maybe.
Maybe a little older, right? Him saying that he waits through anesthesia.
Yeah.
That is such
it's
a
gonna come
crazy
out, bro. It's gonna come out. The truth always comes out.
Well, I mean, look,
always.
The here's the
least,
thing though.
At the very least, do you really want to live your life even
depriving
if you're
yourself.
Down marginally happy, which is a great thing. But like Urbano, I think you've really found yourself in the apex of this guy's situation. And by the way, that wasn't I'm speaking for you, and I apologize for that, but, like, you didn't tell your ex-wife, and then the next day she was cool. There was a dark period.
Years. It
but,
took years.
But now, but I mean, I don't know a married couple that gets along the way him and his ex.
Yeah, no, and I've seen that. But here's the thing, though. And this is where, because it's a good, it's a good spot for you to take and run from when going back to the question, right? It's specifically, do I have the right to crush them just so I don't have this secret anymore?
Well,
that is the question.
Yes.
Hold on. Hang on.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. And it is going to be the most painful thing you will ever have to do to someone, to tell them and have them actually believe that I love you. I just love this aspect of myself that I have to discover a little bit more. And it's a challenge. But you know what? You're going to have to do it. And, you know, there's a book called The Regrets of the Dying this nurse put together. And one of the major regrets of the dying is that they didn't live the life they wanted to because of other people's perception or being afraid of hurting other people or thinking of what other people would think. And you can't. You just got to do it, bro. Just jump. Go slow. I have a fairy godmother. I had a friend who we knew each other professionally. He knew me as a when I was straight or with a woman. And then we ended up running into each other someplace afterwards that was mostly with men, and I had to kind of open up to him, and he really kind of led me. And so you have to find somebody to talk to.
Also, I'll let you, if you're not comfortable with it, we edit it right out, and they'll never know that I even offered
sure.
this. But if I think you should give your Instagram, and if this guy wants to message you, and you could
absolutely,
be his maker.
Absolutely.
That was our word with Greg. When True Blood was a thing, if you turn somebody into a vampire,
be your fairy godfather.
Your maker. I really think that it's very peculiar that you could find somebody that has been to the year, maybe,
really,
in the same spot as you, and Urbano could help you with that.
Well, and then there's the coming out, excuse me, but mm-hmm. then it's like going into the scene where all you think it's either Lady Gaga, Cher, Madonna, Vogue, and you have no idea what the scene is like, and the rules, and there's so much going on in the community, if you want
to
call it.
And
so,
you're picking that up, you know, I would assume pretty late to the game.
It's you're behind
and
the
finding but out who you get behind between Ariana Grande,
facts.
Madonna, and all that. It's very it seems stressful.
Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, which one are you?
And here's the thing that I would almost kind of close on, right? We're saying, do I have the right to crush them just so I don't have the secret anymore? That is not a selfish act, like.
Yeah.
He's saying, just so I don't have this secret. No. The secret is who you are.
Yeah, it's
that
not
is
just
not,
a secret.
That is not a secret.
Like
that,
I sharded
that right
myself.
There,
that's
like,
a secret.
Like these are. This is not an embarrassing thing you hope someone doesn't find out.
It's not going to go away.
This is something that is you. That is in your DNA.
And bro, one day you're going to take a shot, and some fine man is going to walk past you, and you're going to go, shit. When you see Superman for the first time on that screen, and he takes off his shirt, and you gasp, which happened to me in the movie theater with my kids. And my son said, Dad, what was that? And I was like, wow, look at the special effects. But it wasn't that. And so after a while.
With Superman.
The Henry Cavill, when he came out. When
that's like 2010.
Oh, my. Yeah,
like
yeah,
10.
Yeah.
That's
they
really
were like
recent.
Older. And I was like, oh. And he was like, Dad, what happened? I was like,
I've seen this. You haven't. Some
that. But to that end, like, think about the context of his question like this,
exactly.
Right? When you say, do you have a right to crush them just so you don't have that secret? Do you have a right to. Do you have a right to basically, in a sense, rob your children and your family to understanding and getting to know the real you?
Absolutely.
Okay, because what if, God forbid, you pass away and they find this out later and they say to themselves, wow, I never really got to know my real dad. What what else of your life? You're not drinking all these
no
other things.
And no one's saying you don't have to tell everybody right away. Like, you don't have to tell the kids. You don't need a parade. You don't have to come out with a rainbow. You don't have to start voguing or listen
like,
to
hey,
Lady Gaga.
It's, you're not saying, hey, I'm moving out?
It's more about, listen, you know, talking to her about you're just having, you don't even have to say what the issue is, but you can talk about other things, separating, moving space. And then once that becomes comfortable, then you could start dropping bombs. But take a minute.
There's something else that, and maybe, I don't know you at all, Jay, but this, I think, is really important when it comes to gay culture and things like that. We grew up in a really, really transitional time, like socially, right? Gay, when you were a teenager, Urbano, versus today. You're teenagers. I'm assuming your kids are teenagers,
or younger.
They don't look at gay as let's beat them up in the bathroom. Yeah. Sorry to bring it to that place,
that's really what the
80s and 90s. Like, when I was growing up, you could say a word that I can't even say anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the teacher would say, hey, don't say that. This is a true story. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is something that I'm not ashamed of anyone knowing or anything like that, because it's something that you grow as a person and all that. And anyone that tries to say this was never them, you're full of shit. You call somebody the F word when you're in the eighth grade.
I could say it. Can I say it?
You can say it.
Fag.
No, but you call somebody that in the eighth grade. This is 100% what happened. My teacher said, don't say that word even if he's acting like one. When I was a senior, I heard somebody say that word, and the teacher sent – I laughed because the guy made a joke.
Uh-huh.
And they sent this, and we had to get a whole counseling thing. And I was God. Like, look what changed in 4 years.
Wow.
So when I was a senior in high school, that word was – a disciplinary word.
Yeah.
When I was in eighth grade, when we were younger and it has more of an impression,
yeah,
it was, hey, you shouldn't say that even if he's acting like one.
Yeah.
So the tone is different. Your kids don't look – your kids grew up, and by the time I was a senior, their knowledge, yeah, of that word is a bad word. It's a bad – being gay is completely cool. There are heroes that are gay. There are superheroes. There are movie
Olympic
stars,
athletes,
there are
male – yeah.
A lot of people,
so many
a lot
people.
Of role models in that, yeah, world that – they know of already. They were introduced to that.
Yeah.
You know, so when you were growing up in the 80s, there was a little bit more of a faux pas or whatever it might seem like. Your kids, I don't think, have that same...
Well, I think it was more in the secret, like you may have known or not known. Now I think that there's a freedom that you have. Plus, do you really want to set the example of, you know, denying an aspect of yourself that you may not be comfortable with?
Well, not only
kids,
that, right? No. Like, so to that end, right, you're getting to a place where I think, and it kind of sums it up for me anyway, where he sounds like a very at the bare minimum, a human being that is very in touch with the people that he cares about and is around him. It sounds like he's got a deep amount of compassion and care
for
them, right?
Not for nothing. If he can't even allow himself,
yeah,
to breathe,
right,
and relax,
right,
enough through anesthesia for fucking,
yeah,
toothache.
Of course, that is a living hell.
You must walk around on pins,
right,
and needles,
exactly,
within your
own
body.
So my point,
body,
very simply, right, yeah, is when you go through that, right, that this is not, by telling them this story, this is not, you know, a some type of like ending,
no,
to life,
yeah,
the way that you see life right now. You still will be just as great of a dad, be just as great of a husband, and all of that other stuff.
It's an expansion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This could expand. You,
yeah,
you could find someone. You know, the other thing about it is your kids, right? If they're in a position later in life where they're in a loveless marriage or they're engaged to someone that they can't stand,
or unfulfilled in a job or in an experience.
There's a lot of times,
right,
yeah, I look at my dad and like, my dad did this.
Yeah.
My dad did it worse, and he was able to do this. I could do it. And I'm talking about working at a pizza place where my dad's doing,
yeah,
weddings, you know. That's not as serious, obviously, but your kid could say to himself one day, again, like you said, they're in a really unhappy work environment.
Yeah.
They're afraid of their boss. They like their boss, but they're afraid of letting him down,
yeah,
or whatever. To be like, no, my dad, like, talk about rip a fucking Band-Aid off,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
My dad sat us down and told us who he really is, and we all, you know, reacted this way, but now we all love him for,
yeah,
it and whatever. You're going to teach them a lesson way beyond, and you have a lot more of their lives left to educate them on why what you did was so important. Even if,
yeah,
everyone isn't into it right away, which maybe you should expect.
Which is okay.
Yeah, but you know you're not doing the wrong thing telling the truth ever.
Yeah, and read some books. You know, there's tons of books that you can read maybe online. The challenge is that if you're going to do it in secret, that's where the problem is. And, you know, I just...
What you do is you get a different,
yeah,
outside cover.
Yeah.
So something like a John
know.
Le Carre, like,
or
spy novel,
it, yeah,
where you look really tough, and then the other
inside
side
is, well, yeah, taking it.
On that note,
a bottom story.
Anyway,
of love.
I think. Look, I think Chris said it good, right.
That's
where
such a good one.
you got. You know, I don't think. I think you got to be proud of where you're at and you know what, you know, the role you've played to this point. And honestly, it's good
that's
to just kind of, you know, you want everybody. The truth is never a bad thing. Anyway, guys, we got work to do. We got to get back there.
Lord of the guys.
Thank you coming out. Thank you for coming out and
Lord
watching. I didn't even mean to do a pun. I just meant thank you for listening. Anyway,
subscribe. Coming out books for a quick what? Second. Can we give like 30 seconds on coming out books?
Go ahead, Chris.
Lord of the guys.
Get it wrong.
Oh my God, I just blanked. I don't know. I can't. I have to think of one.
All right, never mind then. All right. We'll erase all this. I had a couple.
I had a couple
that
I just panicked.
We love you all. Like, subscribe, comment. Peace out.
The Geibel.